Last couple of days, we've been talking about Sugya of Nimtzach Miyam Karva Pasla Yusin B'Kleilim. Last time, we mentioned the Machlokes Rishonim. When is it that a Karva Pasla can be mitzarev to the Kat to be mevatel the other Eben in the Kat? It all starts with the Gemara in Makis. The Gemara asks, Hechi Amin Aluhu, what do we say to the Eden? Rebbe says, Bizman Shehisubo, the only time that the Karva Pasla is mitzarev to be mevatel the other Eden is Bizman Shehisubo. So the Gemara asks, Hechi Amin Aluhu, what do we say to the Eden? So it just seems a little strange. What are we saying? There's nothing to say. Just see if the Karva Pasla was masra. The Tosis there says that the Kasha of the Gemara is talking about Dine Mamadas. By Dine Nefashas, maybe Hasra, shouldn't say maybe Hasra is necessary, but the Gemara is asking the Kasha by Dine Mamadas, since there's no indicator, there's no Hasra to indicate that the Edom had a Kavan Elohai. So the Gemara is asking, what do we say to the Edom? And the answer is that we ask the Edom, did you have a Kavan Elohai or not? Lasu de Asisu, Olamelzi Asisu. Did you have a Kavan Elohai? So we said, according to Rebbe, it sounds like Kavan Elohayit is the key. It's not Hasra itself, but Kavan Elohayit is the key. If they had a Kavan Elohayit, if the Karav Apostle had a Kavan Elohayit, so then he's mitzdarif to the Kat, and he'll be able to be mevatel the other Eden of the Kat. That's how we explain. And after Emes is what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam in Bava Basra and Avkuf Yigimel is talking about when does the principle of Ein Eid Nas Adayin apply, that an Eid can't be a Adayin. Can't play both roles in the Din Torah. Someone who's a witness can't be a judge as well. So when does that apply? So says the Rashbam. It applies if he had a Kavan Elohayit. Anyone who has a Kavan Elohayit, even if he's not an Eid HaMeid, he didn't actually testify in Bezin, he's an Eid HaRoeh, he saw the Maisa, but it's up to Rashbam. If he had a Kavan Elohayit, that makes him into an Eid, that defines him as an Eid, and then he can't be a Dayan. How do I know that an Eid HaRoeh who's Mechadin Elohayit has a shame Eid? As the Rashbam, we know it from the Gemara in Makkos. Because the Gemara in Makkos in the Halach of Nimtzach Miyam Karva Pasla Yidusin B'Teila says that if the Eidim say, Lasu de Asisu, we came to testify, B'Shas Maisa, we had in mind to testify, then the Karva Pasla is mitzvah to the Kat, then he can be mevatel, the other Eidim of the Kat. What does that mean that the Karva Pasla is mitzvah to the Kat? It means that he's an Eid. So after Rashbam, you see that an Eid HaRoeh, as long as he's Mechavin Lahayid, becomes an aid. He becomes an aid vis-a-vis the din of Ein Eid Nas Adayin. He becomes an aid vis-a-vis the din of Nimtzach Miyam Karva Pasla Yidusin B'Teila. Because l'chor they should be similar. They're both totally in the same aid. That's the Rashbam Shita. It's the Shita that Tosis and Sanhedrin quotes later. He quotes the Rashbam later. He first quotes the Rashbam regarding the din of Ein Eid Nas Adayin, and then he says that the Rashbam himself, the source of the Rashbam that Ein Eid Nas Adayin Hashayach even to an Eid HaRoeh is from the din of Nimtzach Miyam Karva Pasla Yidusin B'Teila. Because that halacha that the Karva Pasla can be mevatel the Kat is dependent on the Chalosh Shem Eid. When is he called an Eid? And from the Gemara in Makkos you see that as long as he's Mechavin Lahoid, Rebbe would say that he is an Eid and he can be mevatel the Kat. This is up the Rashbam for the din of Ein Eid Nas Adayin. The same should be true. That's what he says. The Raya L'Dover is from Perek Hamad Makkos. That if Nimtzach Miyam Karva Pasla Yidusin B'Teila applies, even if he only saw the Eidus, he saw the Maisa, but he was Mechavin Lahayir, so then the Din of Ein Eid Nas Adayin also should apply, even if he only saw the Maisa, as long as he's Mechavin Lahayir. That's the Rashbam Shir. Comes Tosis and says, it's not Shaykh. It can't be true. The Rashbam has to be wrong. Why? Because if the Rashbam is right, then we can't understand how Gittin can work. He doesn't ask from Kiddushin, but we said the same kasha can be asked from Kiddushin. But for a technical reason, Tosa doesn't ask from Kiddushin. Tosa says, how can it be that we give Gittin very often in front of Krovim and Psulim? And perhaps the Karav Apostle is Taka Mechavin Lahoid. If he's Mechavin Lahoid, then he should be Mevatel Akad. Then Zechar and Karav Apostle, he does some B'Teil. According to the Rashbam, we can't understand how Gittin are going to work. Tosa's kasha. It says Tosa is obviously, you have to add to the Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos wasn't saying that Kavan Elohayit is sufficient. According to the Maskon of the Gemara in Makkos, Kavan Elohayit is the beginning of the process, but it's not the end. You also need Haggadah Bebez Din as well. In order to create the Shem A, Tosus holds, Kavan Elohayit is not enough. Maybe Kavan Elohayit is a Tanai, it's necessary too, but you need Haggadah Bebez Din as well. That's what Tosa says. That's the maskon of the Gemara. The Gemara comes around to say, "B'makayme davar hakosav medaber." B'makayme davar means not just Aiden, not just an aid haroeh, but an aid who's makayme sadaber, who testified the bezdin. That's the kind of aid who's going to be mitzdarf to the kat, and then if nimsechemem karv apostle will say that the kat is bottle. Tosa says you need two elements. You need the fact that he's roeh samais and has kavanah lahai, but also that he's makayme bebezdin as well. Because if you go like the Rashban, then we don't understand how Gittin are going to work. Let's toast this. Comes the Ritva in Kiddushin and says, maybe there's a third Shita. He says he doesn't think that the Kasha of Tosis is a Kasha Bechlal. Right? It can't be a Kasha Bechlal because the Emes is, Tosis Kasha is even stronger than Tosis themselves think it is. Right? Comes the Ritva and says, really, there should be a chilik between Dine Nefashis and Dine Mamanas on the one hand, and Gittin B'Kiddushin on the other hand. That even if you hold like the Rashbam, if you look at the Ritva, it sounds like he goes like the Rashbam and Dine Nefashis and Dine Mamanas. Even if you'll tell me that the Din of Nimtzechem Karvapasle, there's a Mitaylah for Dine Nefashis and Dine Mamanas, is dependent on what? Kavon Alohoid. But by Gittin B'Kiddushin, it's not a function of Kavon Alohoid. Right? Not only do you not need Hagadah Bebez, then you don't even need Kavanah Lahoid. Re'iyat HaMaisa itself shafts the shame aid, says the Ritva. It creates the shame aid. Re'iyah alone is Mekayim Es HaMaisa. Even if you don't have Kavanah Lahoid, just the fact that you saw the Maisa, that's enough. And if there are Krovim and Sulim there, B'Shas Maisa at the Kiddushin, that's what the Ritva is talking about. He's not talking about Gittin, but the same would be true for Gittin. If the Rakovim Sulam the Bishas Maisa, they'd be Mavado the Kat anyway, even if they didn't have Kavanah Lahoy, it says the Ritva. So what Tosfos says on the Rashbam, he says, if you hold Kavanah Lahoy is enough to make the Karva possible, it's not to the Kat, so how do you understand Gittin? Frek the Ritva, there should be a Kasha by Gittin B'Kiddushin anyway. Even if the Rashbam is right by Dinin Nefashos and Dinin Mamonos, but by Gittin B'Kiddushin, the Re'iyas HaMaisa creates the shame aid. So it's going to be a kasha anyway. There's no need to come on to Tosis Chiddush that you need Haggadah Bebezdin as well in order to create the shame aid. Because Tosis is so troubled by Gittin. In fact, the Ritva, Tosis kasha is going to be a kasha anyway because by Gittin B'Kiddushin, no one would say that you need Haggadah Bebezdin. No one would even say that you need Kavanah Lahoid either, says the Ritva. Re'iyas HaMaisa is sufficient. You see, that's a third Shita. According to the Rashbam, it sounds like Kavanah Lahoid is always necessary. He doesn't distinguish between Gittin B'Kiddushin as opposed to Mamonos. We don't see in the Rashbam any distinction. Tosis, on the other hand, has the other extreme position. He says you need Kavanah Lahoid and Haggadah Bebezdin to create the Shame Aid. Comes the Ritva and says, I think there's a middle Shita. I think by Dinin Nefashos and Dinin Mamonos, Kavanah Lahoid might be sufficient. But by Gittin B'Kiddushin, you don't even need Kavanah Lahoid. Right? Kavanah Lahoid by Dinin Nefashos and Dinin Mamonos is sufficient. You don't need Haggadah Bebezdin. But by Gittin B'Kiddushin, you don't even need Kavanah Lahoid. Re'iyas HaMaisa itself creates the Shame Aid. Tosis Kasha is going to be a Kasha anyway. Why do you have to come on to Tosis Chiddush, which we explained is a tremendous Chiddush in Pshat in the Gemara in Makkos? Zokta Ritva, what do you need Tosis for? Obviously, there's got to be a different answer. The answer is not, the answer for Gittin B'Kiddushin is not that you need Haggadah Bebezdin to create the Shame Aid. What's the answer? The answer, what? The answer is Yichud Eidim. The answer is you have to be Miyachid Eidim. You got to designate Eidim. Not to passel the Eidim Krov Mepsulim, but you have to create a separate cut. You got to designate Eidim Ksherim. Once you designate the Eidim Ksherim, then the Krov Apostle is not going to be Mitzvah to be Mevatel the Eidim Ksherim. Okay? And Mestama, that answer will work for the Rashbam too. Whether you hold that Re'iyas HaMaisa is the Koveh to create the Shemei by Gittin B'Kiddushin, or even if you go like the Rashbam, that Kavanah Lahoid creates the Shame Aid, but both of them hold that you don't need Haggadah Bebezdin to create the Shame Aid, at least by Gittin B'Kiddushin, according to the Rashbam, even by Dinin Nefashos and Dinin Mamonos, you wouldn't need Haggadah Bebezdin either, right? Neither of them hold that you need Haggadah Bebezdin to create the Shame Aid. What's the answer for Gittin B'Kiddushin? The answer is Yichud Eidim. Both for the Ritva and for the Rashbam, the answer is Yichud Eidim. Once you say that, so then Tosas Kasha doesn't get off the ground. Okay, this is basically what we said last time, but I just added that the Rashbam is a third Shita. Tosas' whole dissertation is to bavar in the Shita of the Rashbam, to obviate the Shita of the Rashbam, because he's so troubled with that Shita. But according to the Ritva, what emerges is that there really is a third Shita, there's a middle ground. then maybe the Rashbam is talking right by Dinah Nefashas and Dinah Mamonis, but by Gittin V'Kiddushin, you got to come on to something else. You have to say that the Riyas HaMaisa is actually Kaveh Adashay made. And the answer is not Tosis's answer, that you need Haggadah B'Vezdin, but rather that Yichud Edom is going to solve the problem. So we were troubled at the end of yesterday's shir with a simple kasha that if Gittin V'Kiddushin require Edei Kiyum, that means that the Edus on Gittin V'Kiddushin is not just to be Mevarer as Hadavar, if it comes to Bezdin and we're not sure what the emes is, but to actually be Mekayim L'maisa, so how do you understand Tosis' Shita? How do you understand this idea that you need Haggadah B'Bezdin to create the Shem Eid? Now that L'chora is what the Rashbam and Tosis are disagreeing about. Right? That's what the Nesivus says. The Nesivus, and just a little comment, a little of a very long piece, Nesivus says, this is the last page of the packet, source 4. He quotes Tosis in Sanhedrin. The Rashbam holds that you're called an aid immediately once you have kavanah lahayid. Called an aid for the din of aid asadai, for the din of nipsachem and karva pasul using the tailor. Hain leinian karva pasul levat leidus aksherim. Hain leinian ain aid asadayim. The Rashbam holds you called an aid once you have kavanah lahayid. V'dasri the lo nikra aid klal b'shasriya afilu kivain lahayid, not kavan lahayid, afilu kivain. Even if you had kavana lahayid, hein le'inyan karva pasul, lo mevat aleidus aksherim b'shasriya, hein le'inyan shiachol lios dayin kol zman shelohei, lo nikra eid rak kishemeid ayin shom. Zok the nesivus pshat and tosvus is they argue with the Rashbam, right? The whole machlokus is when is the shem eid created? According to the Rashbam, kavana lahayid creates the shem eid. According to the Ri, hagada bebezdin is gomer the shem eid. You need a re'iyah too. Right, that's part of the halo shemeid, but it's not nigmar until you actually are meyed bebezdin. Right, that's the chora of the machlokas. But the problem is Tosis is saying what he says even for gittin mekedushin, and the edus by gittin mekedushin is not lebir hadavar. It's not just to clarify the truth when things come to bezdin. It's to be mekayim es hadavar b'shas maisa. In fact, most edim on gittin mekedushin don't even come to bezdin. So the kasha is, what is Tosis talking about? How can you say Haggadah B'Bezdin is necessary to create the Shem Eid in most situations by getting the Kiddushin? It's never going to come to Bezdin. So what? They never were Eidim? They never had a Shem Eid? So how can they be Mekayim Es Hadavar? How can they create the Maisa getting the Kiddushin? That's the kasha that we asked. So I think the answer lies in an understanding of what Eid HaKiyam is all about. How do Eid HaKiyam work? You know that the rule of Eidus L'Kiyum Adam by Gittin V'Kiddushin is learned from Eid Nibir. V'shnei Eidim Yokum Dovar, Kimotzeba Ervas Dovar. Yokum Dovar is in Dinei Mamonis, Kimotzeba Ervas Dovar is Torah by Gittin V'Kiddushin. So we learn Dovar Dovar from Mamon. Dovar Dovar from Mamon. What are we learning from Mamon? What is Eidus L'Kiyum Adam about? Eid HaKiyum HaMakayim Es HaMais. Right? That means that they create the Maisa. Everyone agrees that the Maisa took place. It doesn't matter. You need Eidim. You need Eidim to be Mekayim Es HaMaisa. Eid HaKiyum. Rabbi Shechter likes to say over from the Rav that the idea of Eid HaKiyum is to somehow raise the level of Das. I think we alluded to this earlier this year, right? To raise the level of Das, that the protagonists, right, the Ish and the Isha, they have a deep awareness of what's going on. This is not like Mecca Chumakra. This is serious business. They realize what they're getting into in getting their Kiddushin. So the purpose of the Eidim is to raise the level of Das of the people involved in the Maisa. The question is, how do they do that? How does that happen? What's the magic of Eid HaKiyum? So there are two ways to look at Eid HaKiyum. One way is to say that the way that the Eid HaKiyum raised the level of Das is simply by watching the presence of the Eidim. The fact that the Maisa Gittin V'Kiddushin is done publicly in front of Eidim, so that raises the level of seriousness of the Ish and Isha. Rabbi Rosenzweig once had a formulation. He said it's the solemnizing presence of the Eidim. And that's the kind of phrase that he would use. The solemnizing presence of the Eidim, that's one option. Right? The fact that, so the way that I'd explain that is that the fact that it's done publicly, right? The Maisa is done publicly. The fact that the Maisa is done in the presence of the Eidim, That creates a measure of seriousness in the Isha Na'isha. Solemnizing presence, public maisa, that's one option. The other option is to say it's not a function of the fact that you're doing it publicly. No, it's the fact that if you do the maisa in front of Edim, so now it can come lidebir in Bezdin. If there is a question about the maisa, the Edim can come to Bezdin and be mevara the truth in Bezdin. Right? The fact that there's insured birur, the fact that it's verifiable in Bezdin, that's what creates the higher level of das. Not just that it's done publicly, but the fact that it can lead to birur if there's a need for it. We call it insured birur. The edus is verifiable in Bezdin. That's what raises the level of das in the ish and the isha by getting the kiddushin. Okay, these are the two options in edeki. The Ktos HaChoshen at the beginning of Simin Resh Mem Aleph asks a kasha, a very famous kasha. He says, we learned that getting the kiddushin require edus l'kiyam adavar from davar davar, and yet it's strange. Mammon doesn't need edekiyam. Hodaz vadin kemeya edim dami. If the malv and the lova agree that there was a loan, if the Makna and the Kona agreed that there was Mekachum Emge here, you don't need Edekiyam in the Mammonis. So how can we learn one from the other? How can you learn Edekiyam from Edebira? You're basically learning one type of Edus from a different type of Edus. By Mammonis, you're talking about Edebira. The Edim are there to be Mavar with the truth of the cases. And by Gitma Kedushin, you're talking about Edekiyam. There, the Edim are there to be Makayim as Hadav. So the Ketos says it's a little bit of a pellet. It's a Xeris HaKosov that we'll learn one type of Edus from the other, but it's still a little bit strange that we can learn one from the other because they're really different, two different types of Edus. So it could be the answer to the Ktosis Kash is that according to the second Pshat here, right, according to the second Pshat, that the purpose of the Edekiyam is to create a verifiability in Bezdin, to create insured Birur. So then Edekiyam, even though it's a different type of Edus, but it's hanging on Birur. It's dependent on Birur. It's related to Birur. So even though it's a different type of Edus, but it's not like you're mixing pickles and oranges completely. It's not like it's a totally different thing. It's the Edekiyam, the Edus, Lekim Adavar, is dependent on the fact that now you'll have insured Birur. So that's perhaps why we can learn one from the other. If you hold like the first Pshat, so then the Ktosis Kashis talk a little shrey, you have to work on it, or just say it's Xeris HaKosif. But according to the first pshat, it's more difficult. The second pshat fits in a lot better with the Ktos L'chorah. Right? The second pshat, it will be a good answer to the Ktos is Kasha. Because then Edekim and Edebir are not really two different concepts. One is really dependent on the other. Could be that enough Gemina to these two svaras, these two tzadim, and what Edekim is all about, enough Gemina might be, let's say the Edim didn't actually see the mice as clearly as they could have. This is the shaila that the Avne Meluim raises in Simen Lamed Aleph. The Avne Meluim quotes a tshuva of the Marit. What's the din in the following case? Let's say someone's Mekadosh and Isha, but the Edom don't see who she is. In certain communities, they put a very thick veil over the kala. So let's say the Edom don't know who the girl is. They never met the girl. And they come to the Kiddushin, and the husband says Hareyat Mekudeshesli, but the Edom don't even know who the Kala is. Does that work? So in certain circles, to be Machmer, because they're not sure whether this should work or not, so before the Kiddushin, they'll pick up the veil of the Kala, and the two Edom will look to see who the Isha is. So then they know for sure who the woman is. So the question is, let's say they didn't do that. Let's say they didn't do that. What's the din? Is the Kiddushin Chal or is it Nachal? Comes the Marit and says he thinks it's Nachal. This is in packet 6. Avne Meluim on page 3. Quotes the Marit. Uzchurani Shereisi Bialdusi B'tshuvas Abba Mori. The Marit quotes from his father. The Marit has a perish on the riff in Kiddushin. So he quotes from his father. Ve'echad shekide shisha achas v'hoyu poneh mechusas v'laro ho'edim osa. Ela achagat kesholchala hechzirua v'amrula. Later, they asked the Kala, could you take off the veil? Let's see who you are. But B'Shas Maisa, they didn't see. The herich letzadet shlo lochish lekidushin. The father of the married said he doesn't think that the kiddushin achal. Hold the ba'osa shosh and eskat shlo roa osa. Avalei mekadosh below edim. Ba'achav bishir ra'u la'acha mikan ein chashash. Marit's father says he doesn't think that the kiddushin achal because b'shas ma'is they didn't see anything. So up the avnim eloyim, I don't think it's true. The next column. Laniyaz daiti near the kai gavna havi kiddushin be'edim. Avnei Meluva says, I think it is chal. Why? But there was no Eidim b'shas ma'isi. He says, no, there were Eidim. The hada be'in an Eidim al gitmei kiddushin eino ela b'chadei shi yisvada la'alma v'lo yuchal lo merech mehem la'achish. The purpose of the Eidekiv is so that it should be misvada la'alma, it should become known. You should be able to be mevarid in Bezdin. It's basically what the Avnei Meluva is saying, right? V'lo yuchal echa mehem la'achish, and either one of them can be makish, they couldn't contradict. Since there's the potential to be Mavara, there's the potential to be Mavara to see her. It's as if he was Makadish in front of those Eidim. You don't need to be Makadish in front of Eidim Mamish, meaning they don't have to see the Maisa Mamish. It's enough that there's the potential for them to be Mavara. What's the Avnei Meluva saying? The machlokas, the Avnei Meluva and the Marit, is what are Eidekiyim for? How are Eidekiyim raising the level of Das? According to the Marit, the way that the Eidekiyim are raising the level of Das is through the presence of the Eidim, the fact that it's a public Maisa. The Re'ia itself is Makayim the Maisa, the fact that they're seeing it publicly. So if the Eidim don't actually see the woman, B'shas Maisa, then there's something missing in the Maisa, something missing in the Re'ia. This is felt in the re'iyah. There's something missing in that re'iyah. Something missing in the re'iyah, then the re'iyah is not going to be mekayim the ma'isa. If you hold that Eidekiyim raise the level of das because it's a public ma'isa, the presence of Eidim is there. So l'char, what that means is that the re'iyah itself is mekayim es ha'ma'isa. If the re'iyah itself is mekayim es ha'ma'isa, then it has to be a full re'iyah. That means that the re'iyah has to be that the Eidim are seeing a ma'isa and they know the protagonist, they see everyone involved in the ma'isa, and b'shas re'iyah, it's clear. That's if you hold it at the re'iyah itself as mekayim es ha'ma'isa. L'chor, what the Avnei Meluva is assuming is like the second pshat. He's assuming that the purpose of the Eidekiyim is simply to ensure the bir later, the fact that it should be verifiable in Bezdin. So as long as the Eidim have the potential to take off the veil, to move the veil and to see who the Kala is, even if they don't do it, the Kiddushin is still going to be chal because there's that potential to be Mevara. And as long as there's a potential to be Mevara, that can be mekayim the ma'isa. It's the potential for beer that's Makayim the Maisa, not the Re'iyah itself. If it's the potential for beer, so as long as they have the potential to find out who the Kala is, even if B'shas Maisa they didn't see the Kala, the Chora, the Kiddushin should be Chal. Okay, so this could be what the Poskim are debating. Could be, this is what the Ritva and Tosis are disagreeing about as well. The Ritva holds that the Re'iyah itself is Makayim the Maisa. The Re'iyah is Makayim. The solemnizing presence. The fact that you do it publicly. The Re'iyah itself is Mekayim Es Ha'Maisa. So if the Re'iyah itself is Mekayim Es Ha'Maisa, Hagoda Bebezin is not necessary. Why should it be necessary? The Re'iyah itself is Mekayim Es Ha'Maisa. In fact, Kavana Lahoyd is not necessary either, because the whole purpose of the Eidekiyim is simply to create a certain seriousness on the part of the Ish and the Isha. So as long as they see the Maisa, if they see all aspects of the Maisa, they see the giving of the Tabas, they see the Baal and the Isha, so then that's Mekayim Es Ha'Maisa. According to the Ritva, Re'iyah Samaisa is sufficient, but it's necessary. You need a full Re'iyah. We asked, how can Tosfos say that by getting the Kiddushin you need Hagadah Bebezdin to create the Shem Eid? If you need Hagadah Bebezdin to create the Shem Eid, so how do you have Eidekim Shas Maisa? The Eidekim are not going to come to Bezdin. In normal circumstances, the Eidekim never come to Bezdin. So how can you have Eidekiyim? The answer is, if the purpose of the Eidekiyim is simply to ensure a birur later, it's simply to make it, to create the potential that you can verify the Maisa in Bezdin later, so then it could be that even if the Shem Eid really is not Nigmar until they come to Bezdin, that doesn't matter. The Gzer Sakosav, the Gzer Shav of Dover Dover is teaching me that I need two Eidim B'shas Maisa, two Eidim who see the Maisa, that creates the potential for Bira later, that creates the potential to complete the Shem Eid when they come to testify in Bezdin. In Achanami, maybe Taka, they're not a full aid. when they only see the Maisa. They don't have to be a full Eid when they see the Maisa. All you need there is the potential for Bira. The fact that you learn Eidei Kiyum as being Eidim to create the potential for Bira, you're saying that something is missing. Right? Something is missing in the Shem Eid, but that doesn't matter. Eidei Kiyum Bechlal are different than Eidei Bira. It's not, I mean, we're going to have to say that they're different from Eidim. We're learning from the Gzera Shava a new kind of Eidus. This new kind of Eidus is that even if the Shem Eid is not really completed, normally the Shem Eid is completed only when they come to Bezdin and testify in Bezdin, by getting the Kiddushin, you don't need a complete Shem Eid. Right? As long as there's the potential to complete the Shem Eid, there's the potential to be Mavaris, Hadavar, and Bezdin later, that's enough to be Mekayim the Maisim. So that could be the Pshat and Tosis. A Tosis is learning that Eid Akim is not that the Re'i is Mekayim the Maisim, but rather the potential for Bir is Mekayim the Maisim. So if the potential for Bir is what's Mekayim the Maisim, that's why Tosis says that Hagodah Bebezdin is necessary to create the Shem Eid. He says that by Dinin Afarshis and Dinin Mamanis. Right? He says that by Dinin Afashas and Dinin Mamanis, but he applies it to Gitma Kiddushin, even though normally the Eidim are not going to come to Bezdin by Gitma Kiddushin. No, but that's not necessary. Because Eidei Kiyum can be Mekayimus HaMaisa as long as they create the potential for Bir. As long as there's the potential that can that they can be a full Shem Eid when they come to Bezdin, that's going to be enough to be Mekayim to be Mekayim to Gitma Kiddushin B'Shas Maisa. Okay, we'll stop here.